The spiny lobster, or New Zealand lobster, as it's sometimes called, is unique among lobsters because it makes defensive sounds while molting. Excuse me. A scientist at the University of California, Berkeley, recently discovered how the lobster makes that sound. Our ambassador to the natural world, Jim Metzner, joins us to explain it. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Hi, glad to be here.
And let's listen to the sound again. Now, firstly, do you have any idea what they're saying? Is it no drawn butter, please, or what?
That's it. It's shameless, isn't it? You know, that a crustacean would stoop to such levels, right?
Yeah, hoping to touch our conscience before bring out the bibs and forks. But
for 15 minutes of fame that it would come to this, God, who would think it? This is not a form of communication, per se. Mm-hmm. This is an alarm call. This is the work, I would need to say right off the bat, of Sheila Patek, who is a postdoc over at UC Berkeley. The people had observed that the spiny lobster made this little sound, and she was the one who determined how they did it, which is quite unusual. In fact, mm-hmm. It's apparently unique in the animal kingdom.
They don't have little mouths with which to emit sound, do they?
No, they don't. If you imagine, a cricket, for example. If we had a cricket, it makes its sound with what's called a pick and a file, like a comb being scraped by a guitar pick, say, okay? Mm-hmm. And it makes a cricket kind of a sound. We have a cricket handy nearby?
Yes. Thank you, Jiminy. Good to have you back here today. So they make that...
That way.
Yeah.
With this pick and file mechanism. And in fact, most insects that make sounds make it that way. Here's a fellow arthropod, the spiny lobster, that makes it another way. It does take two parts of its body, but instead of there being hard parts, they're soft, so that it's a soft, fleshier part rubbing against a smooth surface. So it's the same principle as when you take a bow of a violin bow or cello or anything like that, rub it across the strings. What happens is the bow will stick and then slip and stick and slip.
Oh.
And every time it slips, it makes this kind of burst of sound. And we hear that as a beautiful vibration on a string. Now, the lobster doesn't have a vibrating string, but it excites a vibration nonetheless using the same principle.
Jim, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure, man.
Jim Metzner, producer and host of the program Pulse of the Planet, heard on radio stations all over the world. His CD, The Pulse of the Planet, Extraordinary Sounds from the Natural World, has just been re-released.